think because probably our application was quite at the end of the financial year, so they needed things, I think, before the end of March, April, whenever it was. So it was only the turnaround time expectation that was...
So you had to wait more than 2 weeks?
To hear?
Yeah.
No, we heard quite quickly, but then they wanted it, various bits of information to clarify their award.
To release the cash?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is that not what you were asking
the
question
exactly
about?
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure whether it was our fault or their fault.
But there was some delay in releasing
the
cash.
There was a bit of a problem. A hiccup.
Yes, and there was with us, and I think it was our fault, not their fault.
Well,
but there wasn't.
Helen, you've put yourself. Is that, are you on dialogue with your?
Well, just nearer this end, really, than that end, because again, it was the end of the financial year, and they weren't sure how much money they had left. And initially, they said no, and then they said yes. So we just were a bit unsure for a while, and then everything was a bit more last minute than it would have been if we'd had an initial yes. So that was a little bit. We did talk about it. It was, and it happened. So that's all good.
And maybe
I'm not sure.
We just had the money, so we're going through that process.
Yeah, I was saying board of Helen. So I don't know if I'll come with you.
we can relate to that if you can. We got an original no, but the reason we probably didn't give up totally because we still had that relationship. Yourselves here saying, look, we're trying to see what we can do, leave it with us. So although the process took longer than the 2 weeks, and initially it came back as doesn't look good, but then the decision came back that we're going to have that one and it's okay. So it is frustration, like Helen says. It's very frustrating when that work's gone in. I know we've heard it's in a long process, but it does raise people's hopes when you say, right, we're doing this project. Mm-hmm. People start putting in time, energy and effort all of a sudden to be told we didn't get that one. And it's very deflating. It's hard to pick people back up. Mm-hmm. To go back and say, actually, I was wrong, we have got it, is actually harder than trying to get them involved in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Because until they then see that money, they don't want to engage. So I think we need to be careful about raising expectations and bursting that bubble, only to go back with some good news afterwards.
Then you need to join us,
I'll come there.
I got no problem.
Oh,